I don't believe it. It's Scabbers.
Ron gaped at her.
What are you talking about?
Hermione carried the milk jug over to the table and turned it upside down. With a frantic squeak and much scrambling to get back inside, Scabbers the rat came sliding out onto the table.
Scabbers, said Ron blankly. Scabbers, what are you doing here?
He grabbed the struggling rat and held him up to the light. Scabbers looked dreadful. He was thinner than ever. Large tufts of hair had fallen out, leaving wide bald patches, and he writhed in Ron's hands as though desperate to free himself.
"It's okay, Scabbers," said Ron. "No cats. There's nothing here to hurt you."
Hagrid suddenly stood up, his eyes fixed on the window. His normally ruddy face had gone the colour of parchment.
"They're coming."
Harry, Ron and Hermione whipped around. A group of men was walking down the distant castle steps. In front was Albus Dumbledore, his silver beard gleaming in the dying sun. Next to him trotted Cornelius Fudge. Behind them came the feeble old committee member and the executioner, McNair.
"You got to go," said Hagrid.
Every inch of him was trembling.
"They mustn't find you here. Go on now."
Ron stuffed Scabbers into his pocket, and Hermione picked up the cloak.